It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state legislature reconvenes this morning. Lawmakers adjourned in mid-March to avoid spreading the coronavirus. The most pressing item on their agenda will be the state budget and how to agree on billions of dollars in spending cuts. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Colorado faces a $3.5 billion shortfall for the fiscal year that starts in July. An influential group of lawmakers has been working for weeks to close that gap, which represents about a quarter of the state's discretionary funding. They came up with cuts across state government, from cutting pensions contributions to raiding the marijuana cash fund. But the biggest reductions are proposed for education and health programs, since they make up a large part of the general fund. The full legislature will now debate the proposals written by the Joint Budget Committee. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado restaurants can reopen their dining rooms tomorrow. New state guidelines say restaurants must operate at half capacity with no more than 50 customers inside at one time. Tables have to be at least 6 feet apart, and all restaurant staff have to wear masks. Hotels in the state lost a lot of business last month. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
In Denver, hotel occupancy fell more than 70% in April compared to last April. The numbers are from a hotel consultancy firm called STR. And experts there said that the last week of April saw some small growth in occupancy because of homeless initiatives and essential worker travel. The small growth was nothing to celebrate, but they said at least some of the freefall had stopped. Revenue per available room also declined a whopping 85% for Denver hotels in April. It's about the same story in ski country. According to STR, only one in every five hotel rooms in the mountains were filled at the end of April. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Temperatures statewide are getting warmer today and then warmer again tomorrow. Around Denver, highs in the 70s. This is CPR News.